You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
If you're green-fingered or if you'd like the chance to try something new, Sight Cymru are running two sessions helping blind and partially sighted people to have fun and learn new skills. Joining me now is the host of the upcoming flower arranging sessions, Rhoda Williams. Rhoda, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Sight Cymru have two sessions planned. Tell us about what we can expect.
Well, we're celebrating the first one for Valentine's Day, so love is in the air. And the second one is going to be for Mother's Day, in appreciation of all mothers, whether they be for children or for pets, or whether it's you are just a lady who wants to spoil yourself, or a gentleman who wants to spoil his partner or whatever. So that's what's going to happen. And using fresh flowers, obviously, and coming away after the session with a lovely arrangement.
Will there be a big difference between the two sessions, Rhoda? The types of arrangements that people can create and the flowers themselves that are being used?
Well, obviously, for Valentine's Day, it's going to be something that's got to do with hearts. So they're going to be making and designing some sort of heart shape using natural materials, which all sound very complicated, but it's very easy. And then, obviously, colours, because colours, usually traditionally Valentine's Day is sort of red, red roses or red carnations or whatever, but often it's moved on a little bit. So, but we'll keep to flowers that represent love or appreciation or whatever. And then the Mother's Day session, then it's obviously going to be a bigger arrangement. And my plans, I think, is to work around a candle so that representing that all mums shine a light in your life and fresh flowers around it. So that's the difference being. One will be slightly bigger and a different shape, which will be the Mother's Day, will be sort of like a rectangular shape, and the Valentine's Day will be a round shape.
And how do the sessions work, Rhoda? How do you make them accessible for people taking part?
Well, I guess in truth, I support a group, an ethnic group, which is part of Sight Cymru in Newport. And I did my first one with them. So it's very easy because obviously if you've got sort of eye conditions or post-sight, deterioration, then obviously they use the senses. So feel to start with. So their touch. So obviously there's something called oasis, which is what the flowers and the greenery go into. And you can feel that. And it's very soft and pliable in that you can, push things in and feel the shape of it, which means that, it's easy to do. And then obviously flowers have got a scent. And even though you can't maybe see the colours, you can feel the shapes and feel the petals and the leaves. So really it's a very tactile activity to do, whether you've got sight or not.
And what's the cost for each of these sessions, Rhoda?
I think Sight Cymru are charging £30 per session, but if they are booking the two together, then I think it's going to be £25 each then, so £50 together. So that's a bargain, because if you look around to some of the courses that are available locally to me, they usually start at £40. So I'm coming at a cheap deal.
You mentioned the previous flower arranging sessions that you ran, Rhoda. What do people say about them? How do they find them?
Well, it's a funny thing. It's like being out in the garden. Once you go out in the fresh air and you're with plants and whatever, you have a feeling of well-being. And that's how my group that I ran, and it was a group of about 25, I suppose, in our Sight Life group in Newport. And it ran, did it over maybe about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And as you were doing it, you were able to chat to your neighbour or whatever. They knew they had a great support from me. And then when they came away with it, obviously it was something that they had made themselves, created themselves. And basically, no matter what your expertise is, whether you've been the first time doing it or whether you've in the past you've done it or whatever, you will come out with something beautiful, because that's the nature of flowers and greenery, isn't it?
Well, how can people sign up to take part in one or both of the flower arranging sessions?
Absolutely, absolutely. And all they have to do is contact Bhumi, who is in the office for Site Cymru at Pontypool, and she can give you greater details or, you know, of what we're going to do if you haven't had enough from me today.
Both sessions will take place in the Site Cymru office in Pontypool, the Valentine's Day session on Thursday the 12th of February and the Mother's Day session on Thursday the 12th of March. For more information, call 01495 763 650 or email postman@sitecymru.org.uk. Rhoda Williams, host of Site Cymru's upcoming flower arranging sessions, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you ever so much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.